You were listening to the best of Drive Time Sports on KOAL 107.3 FM and 7:50 AM.
You watch the games. You follow the team. You wear the colors with pride. And you have questions. And only one man can answer them. Get the answers to the tough questions.
We're back on Drive Time Sports. KOAL 107.3 FM, 7:50 AM. I'm your host, Jordan Buscarini. I've been out for the last couple of days. Now we're trying to get back to the regular schedule. We got to talk high school football. We have the state championship tournament beginning this Friday. It's an important game for the Emory Spartans. They'll take on the Juab Wasps. Kickoff for that game is set for 5 p.m., as you heard during that sports news update. One team that will not be going to the postseason, the Carbon Dinos. Unfortunately, their season came to an end this past Friday. They fell to Richfield. And that dropped Carbon's record to 0-10 for the season. Joining us right now to talk about that and the entire year as a whole, we have head coach Josh Huntsman. Coach, as always, we appreciate the time. It's great to hear from you again.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.
Yeah, appreciate it a lot, Coach. It's the end of the 2016 season. Boy, it went by in a blur, that's for sure. But now we're recapping everything that went down. Before we do that, let's talk about your guys' final game. It was this past Friday on the road against the Richfield Wildcats. Very winnable game for you guys. It was a game in which you were in pretty much throughout. You pretty much controlled the clock the entire first half, but Richfield was able to score in the even quarters, and that was the difference in the game.
Yeah, you know, we held the ball actually a long time. Most of the time when they had the ball, it was just short exchanges, you know, big long plays that beat us. But we controlled the clock the way that we wanted to.
That right there, I know, was one of the points of emphasis in talking to you in the previous weeks. I mean, you guys want to control the clock. That's kind of Carbon High football, right?
It is. You know, it helps reduce, you know, other teams from scoring a lot of points. You know, it wasn't as successful this year as we wanted it to be, but, you know, that's kind of our mantra. We want to hold on to the ball as long as we can and make teams, you know, use as little time as possible to score against us.
You know, looking at the schedule, Coach, this seemed like a very winnable game for you guys. I thought the game against Union was very winnable, knowing what you guys can do when you play Carbon High football, when you play like you want to. Over the last 2 weeks, what were some of the things that you learned about this team? And I'm sure you viewed these as two very winnable games as well, right?
Yeah, you know, these definitely were very winnable games. We needed to get ourselves established offensively and defensively. We went from the double wing look to actually going to an I formation look. And so, you know, we were hoping that we could establish our offense and get moving forward and you know, controlling the clock and playing good defense and putting ourselves in a position to win.
In this game against Richfield, at what point in time did you realize that you guys needed to change some things up and maybe you go to the pass a little bit more? I know Triton only threw 7 passes. He had an interception late in the contest, which kind of sealed the deal. I mean, at what point in time do you start changing things up, Coach?
You know, it was weird because we controlled that ball game for the most part. We just, you know, didn't get into the end zone. There was never a sense of urgency, you know, to have to score, and I think that hurt us. Our kids just, you know, for the most part, we just didn't get it done. We actually had the ball, you know, first and goal inside the 3, and we were kept out of the end zone on 4 straight downs. That's kind of telltale about where your team is and where your team needs to go. We need to focus a little bit more. We need to get stronger in the weight room, and we need to be able to push through. You know, the pass wasn't actually a viable option for us in that ball game.
I think Carbon and Emory have both shared similar flaws this year. I mean, scoring inside the red zone, obviously it's a different beast because the field shortens up a little bit. I mean, defenses, it's easier for a defense, or it should be easier for a defense, knowing that, you know, you got 15 yards of field to work with rather than 75. The biggest challenge for you guys this year, when you go back and you look at tape, what was it in the red zone?
You know, just the right play call for the most part. You know, there was a couple of times where it was my fault. I probably should have checked out of something and gotten us into something different. The hard part about it is you think that you have guys that can grind it out and get you a yard and a half. But, you know, sometimes when you're down in the red zone, you need to spread them out, get as many guys out of that box as you can, and then try to run the ball inside and do those things. So, I mean, there's... there's definitely some improvement that needs to be made on the play calling part, and you know, there needs to be an improvement in physicality down in the red zone. But you know, it's tough when you get down there. Everything's condensed. Everyone's in a tighter space.
Again, our guest right now is Coach Josh Huntsman of the Carbondale football team. Coach, we take a look at the entire season. You guys end without a victory. You finish 0-10. You go back and look at some of these games. I mean, to me, the game where I think you guys played the best, and it was against Emory. That was a game that you guys led in the third quarter. I believe that was the only contest that you led in the second half, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, I believe it was.
Yeah. You go back and you look at that game. You and I have talked about it. You said that one definitely stung. You win that game, and then you top Union, a team, again, that was very beatable. You guys are right there to get into the postseason. That tells me that this team is close. You guys are stepping in the right direction.
We are. You know, we lacked numbers and we lacked size this year, and that was our biggest downfall. You know, when you have 41 kids in the entire program, it makes it difficult. And, you know, our coaching staff was shorthanded this year as well. And so, you know, it's just one of those things where, as a coaching staff, we've got to do a better job preparing our kids for football games. We've got to do, you know, a better job as a whole in mental preparation, in physical preparation, and all of those things to be in these games to be able to win them.
I think the numbers has been the problem at Carbon High for quite some time. I think that's probably the most difficult challenge that you'll face as a head coach, right? I mean, getting these kids to come out and play football.
Yeah, that's definitely one of the hard things that you have to do. You have to be a great recruiter. You have to be able to, you know, relate well with the kids. And, you know, you look at where we're at right now. We have, I think we may have one or two kids that will be playing basketball in the fall, a couple kids that will wrestle. You know, not many that will play baseball in the spring. And so we don't have a lot of multi-sport athletes right now. There's been a lot of specialization in this district. And I don't know if that helps us, and I don't know if it hurts us, but I just know that you know, I'm going to play the kids that come out to play, but, you know, maybe some of the best athletes aren't actually out there. And so that makes it difficult because you have kids that, you know, great baseball player, but could be a great football player as well. Great basketball player, but could be a great football player, and could be a great baseball player. But, you know, you're just not getting the kids out to the programs.
You talk about having to be a recruiter. I mean, recruiting at a high school is the most difficult thing possible because, you know, if you're a college recruiter or a JUCO recruiter, you have something to entice the kid to come play for you. High school, you don't have that luxury. So how do you go out and recruit a kid to come out and try football?
You know, my big thing is I'll go in and I'll watch them play basketball in the gym and I'll say, hey, I'll try playing football, you know, those type of things. I try to talk to as many kids in a given day as I can to, you know, to get them excited about something. And to be honest with you, I'm not recruiting them just for football. I'm recruiting them to say, you know, go play basketball. Go be in the band. Go do something. Be active as you're here in high school. You know, that's what makes high school fun. That's what makes these kids, you know, it's kind of a drudgery every day when you have to come and you have to go through your 10 classes and learn those things, learn, you know, what you need to learn to function within society. So, you know, there's fun opportunities that you can get yourself involved with. And if you get yourself involved with something, you know, that's worth a whole lot right there.
Since the very first time I interviewed you, you've always put a big emphasis on kids playing more than one sport. I remember our first interview and you said, I don't just want a football player. I want a basketball, a baseball, a soccer player. I want kids that will play multiple sports. With that being said, how have the other coaches embraced that? And do you see them also, you know, encouraging their kids to go out and play football?
You know, I know Coach Cisneros is always encouraging, you know, with the new basketball coach coming in. You know, we need to sit down and visit and engage where, you know, we're at there. You know, we haven't had a whole lot of conversations. He works at a different building, and so there hasn't been much conversation there. But, you know, I know Coach Cisneros wants him to play. You know, even Coach Riggs, who coaches the tennis team, says, you know, one of my tennis players played football for you this year. He says, we played tennis on Saturday. He says, that's the best I've seen him move on the court. You know, just the footwork and agilities that we've done over the football season has helped him with his footwork in tennis. And so, you know, being a multi-sport athlete is key. You know, my wife and I talked the other day. She says, you know, you should probably put your jerseys up on the wall in your classroom so they can see, you know, my football jersey, my basketball jersey, the baseball jersey that I wore. You know, being a multi-sport athlete is is key to hold them to things. You know, you talk to these college coaches, and they'll say, so what did he play in high school? I said, well, he played football. We're not really interested in a football player. We're interested in an athlete. Did he do anything else? And so, you know, there's a lot of coaches that are pushing for multi-sport athletes and pushing to get, you know, just athletic people in their program.
Now that the season's over, I mean, this is a true testament to your work ethic. Let the listeners know, I get a hold of Coach Huntsman, and he says, I'm putting together the playbook for next season. There's no downtime for you. I mean, you're committed to turning this football program around.
We definitely are. You know, I can't say that I'm alone in this. My coaching staff is definitely going to help me with that. You know, we brought Coach Anselmo in this year, and he's coached our offensive line. You know, he's sending me messages, when are we in the weight room, when are we doing this, when are we doing that? And so, you know, our coaching staff is committed to helping this program be successful. And so, you know, we're in the weight room every single day, he and I would be, and if kids want to show up and lift weights with us, we'd be more than happy to have them. And I'm not just talking football players. We'll take basketball players, baseball players, volleyball players, anyone who wants to come in and lift. We're more than willing to spend the time helping them become successful in their craft.
With that being said, you mentioned the coaching staff. I know that there will be some changes. Coach Jeff Jorgensen is officially retired. I've talked to Coach Jorg a few times throughout the season. He's dedicated his life to the game of football. He's been a mainstay at Carbon High School, not only on the football field, but also in the classroom, and now he's officially walking away.
He's been involved with athletics here off and on at Carbon High School since 1972. And, you know, that's a lifetime of road trips. It's a lifetime of watching, you know, whichever sport he was involved with. I mean, being the athletic director here, he went to a lot of different events. And, you know, it's tough to lose a coach like Coach Jorgensen. But, you know, we wish him well in retirement. We know that he wants to do a lot more golf, and he wants to travel a little bit, do a few things. And so we're grateful for the service that he gave us here at Carbon High School. And, you know, we wish him well with his retirement. He's actually here in the building today, 7, so he's still around it, but he's trying to do less and less so that he can spend more time with his wife and more time with his grandkids.
Yeah, I talked to Coach Jorg a little while back, and he was talking to me about his good friend Rob Marinelli, who is the defensive coordinator for the Dallas Cowboys. And I was talking about the coaching paths. You know, these two coached together once upon a time, and he says, you know, the bottom line is I loved high school sports. I fell in love with high school sports. There's a special aura around small-town high school sports, isn't there, Coach?
It definitely is. You know, it's one of those things that can actually shut an entire town down for an afternoon, where everyone can be at a game, where everyone can be involved. You know, I wouldn't want anything more than small town high school football right now. It's just awesome to see. It's nice when, you know, you come up to the stadium on a Thursday and you already see the lawn chairs that are all lined up, people getting ready for the football game on a Friday night. There's blankets down in the bleachers. I mean, it's so much fun when you can put together a successful program and actually have positive things for a crowd to come out and cheer for.
Well, then with this, Coach, how did the younger groups, how did they continue to evolve, and how happy are you with their progression now that the season is over?
You know, we're definitely excited about the progression that we saw. You know, we at times, you know, our young guys blocked our offense really, really well. At times they didn't, you know. But we've got a couple of really good linemen that will be coming up. You know, not a lot of size, but we do have a lot of talented kids, and so we're gonna try to use that to our advantage and see, you know, what we can do with this younger group. It's gonna be, you know, an interesting transition. The transition from JV football to varsity football, is the speed changes quite a bit, but we'll see if our kids are up for that challenge.
And I know you also have been coaching some 6th and 7th graders as well.
Yeah, we have, and that was a great experience for our 6th graders. We ended up winning 2 ball games with our 6th grade group, and, you know, those kids kind of have a foundation for what we're looking for once they get to high school, and they kind of know who we are as a coaching staff, and that would be good, you know, getting them in, running through the different programs, getting them into Helper and getting them into Mont Harmon and having them, you know, be successful within those programs and then just move right on up to us.
Coach, it's always so much fun to talk to you about high school football, to talk about the Dinos and throughout the entire season. I always appreciate you making time for us. Hopefully we can talk again real soon as we talk a little bit about the off season and what you guys have planned this summer.
Yeah, well, I definitely appreciate the phone calls. I definitely, you know, I'll talk football with anyone that wants to talk football. And so, you know, that's a good thing. And in fact, I'll talk about any sport if anyone wants to talk about it and how we can, you know, improve our school and improve our numbers, you know, participating in the activities. And so, you know, I think any time that you can get exposure to your high school program and exposure to, you know, high school sports, high school activities in general, I mean, that's definitely a good thing. It gets more people involved, and then you have parents that are asking questions. Well, you know, why aren't you involved in debate, or why aren't you doing this? And hopefully we can create a good dialogue between, you know, the coaching staffs and the representatives here at the school and the community to get more kids involved.
Coach, thank you again for the time, and we'll talk again real soon.
Hey, thank you. I appreciate it.
We're going to pause for just a second. We have some college football and also some Major League Baseball to get into. It's a Tuesday edition of Drive Time Sports. We're back after this.